Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio on our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's go to our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9, verses 13 to 18. And here it is. Who can know God's counsel? Who can conceive what the Lord's intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who can ever know your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And my friends, as we look at the Book of Wisdom, we know that wisdom itself is sometimes elusive, but we have to find wisdom and gain insight to our faith, insight to making great decisions in life. And the Book of Wisdom talks about God's counsel. Who can know God's counsel? Because the mind of God is infinite, something that you and I, my friends, could never know. But we understand from history just a glimpse, just a little bit of how God works. We have the Word of God, which gives us an indication of what God has done in the past in dealing with other people, other populations throughout the world. And it's powerful. And the Lord's intentions, who can conceive what the Lord intends? We know that the Lord intends to help us to live a good life, to make the great decisions in our life good. And so with that, we never know what the Lord actually intends because he wants to surprise us. But we do know that all good things come from God. So our expectations are that God will bring good things out of bad, good things out of bad, and that he will always do the best for us, to help us to strive to be perfect, to gain wisdom and insight from past decisions that didn't go so well. And the Lord's Word talks about the corruptible body, the flesh, how it burdens the soul, because the soul and the body are always in conflict, as the body has its desires. But the soul, which God, you know, we know will take one day when our time comes, which will go up to heaven. The soul and the body, once again, are contrasting and they're in conflict. So one of the jobs that you and I have is to keep our body clean, the temple of the Holy Spirit, to keep it clean, unstained by the world. And with that, our burden, the stress we put on our soul, will be lighter. And that's one of the objectives that you and I, my friends, should have. And the Word of God goes on to say, and scarce do we guess the things on earth, because no one knows the future. Only God knows the time and the day, the moment, when our time will come. And when things change, it's God's hand, truly, that is playing out, because God is in control of the world. He allows certain things to be. And so we look at the Book of Wisdom today, which God has given us, to gain once again insight and to make great decisions. And God's given us wisdom, which is sent forth from the Holy Spirit. And the Word says that, and thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. So through the Holy Spirit, we are given wisdom to help make corrections in our lives, to no longer, you know, go astray from God, but to adhere to the Word of God. What God says to do and not to do is paramount. It should be in our plans for the day. And it's through the Holy Spirit that these paths, which has taken us through detours away from God in different ways, have been corrected. This, my friends, is important. And let's go to our second reading, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philemon. Philemon 9 to 10 and 12 to 17. And here it is. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, urge you on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve on behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the word today, the message from St. Paul gives us an idea of how important it is, my friends, that when we are doing work for the Lord, that we're not forced to do it, okay, but it's voluntary. It's something we want to do to please the Lord. St. Paul asks us kindly to open our hearts here and once again to give more of ourselves. So I pose the question, what work are you doing, my friends? What work is in your heart that you need to do more of. And you're not forced to do it. It's something that you choose to do. And I know in the Wings program, we talk about community service as giving back to the community. Something you like to do or something that you love to do. What is it that you can do for the Lord today? And what is it that you're currently doing? There are many areas of service that we can identify. There are many opportunities that come by. It's like a train coming to the station each hour. The train comes in and we either get on it or it passes us by. That train of opportunity to serve the Lord. The Lord says, whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you've done it for me. So what is it that you are doing for the Lord today? What is it that you would like to do? I know in my own journey, there have been many people who have come through my fingertips and through the Wings program and who have asked me about their lives. What is it that I should do? I don't know what to do. I know I want to do something, but what is it that I should do? And they're waiting for God himself to come down and tell them what to do. And so I always give them the same direction, which is, you know, first of all, you know, you pray about it and allow the Holy Spirit to inspire you to move in the right direction, to get involved with things that you like to do or love to do in areas of service. And those things you'll do for many, many years to come. And we start out with giving back 1 hour a week, 1 to 2 hours a week out of 168 hours of total time in a week. Giving back, bringing meals to the people who have no food, visiting someone in prison or in a hospital, a nursing home, 1 to 2 hours a week. Giving service to the church as a cantor, singing the Lord's hymns, serving communion, helping to make meals for companies like Aid for Friends, who provide 2 million meals a year, for people who are homebound and elderly and unable to shop for themselves. What else can you do? And it starts out with the question, what do I like to do? Because if it's something I really enjoy, I'll do it a long time. And that is a great message today that we get really from St. Paul's message to the Philemon. And St. Paul refers to himself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus because he was incarcerated multiple times. And I know from having worked on death row and worked in prison ministry in 8 prisons throughout the last 25 years, that the incarcerated are truly in need of visitation. They're in need of mentorship, friendship, counsel, guidance and direction spiritually. They're in need of a plan of action for the future. They call it a home plan to prepare for coming home and integrating yourself within your family, your community, talking to your children, your spouse, your baby's mom, your parents, reintegrating into work with an employer, starting your own business. And this kind of guidance and direction can come from you and I, my friends, if you get involved with prison ministry. And if you'd like to get involved with prison ministry, I can help you to do that. And once again, you know, you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio. So if you'd like more information on prison ministry, you give us a call at 215-771-7501. And once again, my name is Deacon Joe Montone, and we've been involved in prison ministry for a long time. And we look to St. Paul as a role model, who was a great persecutor of the church, a killer of Christians. and God converted him. And I love St. Paul because of that conversion experience, that God didn't just take him out and stop him for the rest of his life, take his life away from him, but he took his eyesight away and allowed him to see where he's been clearly, the damage he has been doing, the damage he did that offended our Lord Jesus Christ, that burdened the soul of St. Paul because the body was engaged in persecuting the church and the parishioners, the flock. And it was all against the message of the gospel. So we look to St. Paul because God used him as a frontline evangelist to basically go to the front lines with the message of the gospel. He wrote 13 books of the Bible. And here in the reading from St. Paul to Philemon, he identifies himself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus. And so he did it not for selfish needs, but for Christ Jesus, to bring that message out of love for God, because God showed him exactly where he had been in his life and changed his life, gave him his eyesight back after 3 days blind. And St. Paul went to many, many places to deliver the love of God, the word of God, the peace of God, not forcing it on anyone, but as a teacher, as a preacher, as a lover of God, he went to do service for the work, and he was killed for the cause as a martyr. But we look to him and we look at ourselves. What is it, once again, that we are doing for the Lord voluntarily? Well, we are not forced to do it. Sometimes people are engaged in community service for different reasons, to get credit in a high school or in a college, in a course. But in the WINGS program, we look at, once again, that 1 to 2 hours a week to get started in community service voluntarily, and to understand the message that God gives to us about helping other people, loving one another, and to do service. And the more you love God, the more service you'll want to do. Your heart will be full with love, and you'll want to give that love to other people. God will inspire you. The Holy Spirit will give you opportunities that you never had before, and God will never give you more than you can handle. I remember working on death row and for almost 3 years and being engaged with an inmate and being his spiritual advisor and counselor. And it was a 3-year ministry which led to a larger prison ministry in 8 facilities. And so God gives us a heart to do more. What is it that you want to do? I want you to think about that, because if you're out there contemplating, you know, doing service work, I want you to get engaged first in prayer and pray and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. And God will answer that prayer. He will bring you like-minded people who will guide you into the area of service that you are best suited for, because everybody has different talents. And you might have the gift of preaching or teaching or serving or the gift of hospitality. Whatever it is that your talents are, God will use them for, you know, his benefit, to help build up the kingdom of God here on earth and to help other people. But we start out with that 1 to 2 hours a week of service voluntarily, and we can move into as many hours a week. It depends on your state in life, if you're single or married, if you're working or retired, but God will use those talents. So I encourage you to pray about it and allow God to move through your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to open doors that no man can close. Let's go to our gospel reading from the book of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. And here it is. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, the Lord tells us that we have to get ourselves freed up from people, places, and things before we can truly become his disciples. He says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Because when we follow the Lord, we know not everybody will be for it. Not everyone will be with us. Not everyone will appreciate it or like the fact that we're departing from our comfort zones and getting out to the front lines in service for God. But what is your cross that you are carrying, my friends? Because we all have a cross that we are carrying. But whoever does not carry his own cross and come after the Lord cannot be his disciple. So, what is the cross that you and I are carrying? And are we following the Lord? Or are we going our own directions? What burden do you carry in following the Lord? Remember, the Lord said, "I did not come to bring peace, but division." And in following Christ, there will be division, because not everyone is going to be happy about it. People will be jealous of your relationship with the Lord. People will disagree with what you're doing because they have judgment on you based on where you've been in the past, whatever it is that you did or didn't do. But God has opened the door, and no one comes to the Lord unless the Father starts calling him in that direction. But as a person who is striving to follow the Lord, to become a true disciple, there will be crosses that you and I carry. There will be burdens that we carry because of an anti-Catholic sentiment, an anti-Christian sentiment. There is the opposition out there every day, and we know that. But God calls us to a higher standard. The Word of God talks about if anyone comes to me without having his father and mother hated, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And we want to clarify, because hate is a tough word, because God calls us to love one another. So when people decide to leave a mother and father, to leave a wife and child, and a brother and a sister, and even leave a lifestyle or an employment and to become a priest or to become a deacon or religious. People make certain decisions out of love for God, to serve God, because something inside is calling them. The Holy Spirit Himself is calling them, prompting them to live a different way out of love for God. And like St. Paul himself, who changed his life completely through the Holy Spirit's intervention, through our Lord Jesus Christ, a man who is a killer becomes a worker bee for God. He becomes a frontline evangelist for God in service for our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's powerful. But God sometimes will call us to do things that we haven't done before. He will prepare us first, but it will require separation from our comfort zone and leaving people, leaving places, and leaving material things behind so that we can be clear-minded and to focus on what God calls us to do in service for Him. And I remember some of the projects that you and I have done together, my friends, in doing more than 100 pilgrimages and having to go out on pilgrimage here in the United States or Canada, Mexico or Europe, and to take people to the shrines of our Blessed Mother and to Rome and to, you know, places that they haven't been before, but to do it to bring them closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, closer to our Father in heaven. And so many times we have to depart the people we love for a short time to be in service for God. What is God calling you to do today? God says, anyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Because if we have too much love for our material things, our homes, our cars, money, power, prestige, clothing, if we have too much love for that, there's no room for God. God calls for separation and to move on, to move forward, to leave the past behind, and to focus on godly things, heavenly things, versus things that can be washed away, blown away in a moment. God calls us to focus today, my friends, on heavenly things, godly things, and God Himself. That's our show for today. I challenge you, my friends, to step it up, to raise your life to a higher standard, and to leave those things behind, those people, places, and things that will plague you and force you, my friends, to use your time in a negative way. I challenge you today to leave those behind and to move forward to become a true disciple for our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day, and God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.